Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Marriage on Fire segment for Mentoring Mondays. I am Deidre, your host, co-host alongside my husband, Dwight Woosall. We are the founders of Together Marriages. Together Marriages, we offer marriage coaching, marriage mentoring. We facilitate the Dynamic Marriage class, which is an awesome, awesome class. We also host an annual Marriage on Fire retreat. The year before last, we did a marriage cruise. Last year, we did a marriage trip to Sandals in Jamaica and Ocho Rios. This year, we're doing another Sandals trip to Sandals in White House. This year, we'll be traveling with various couples, and we have Bishop S. Todd and Dr. Cleo Townsend and Dr. Chevelta Smith, along with attorney Gregory Smith. Please like our page and follow us on Twitter. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my husband, Dwight.
Good evening to everyone. First and foremost, I'd like to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. But before we get started this evening, I would just like to say a quick word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, Father God, just thanking you for another day's journey, Father. Father, we just ask that you just give us insight on what we wanted to hear tonight, Father God, so that it may be strengthening to our lives, to our marriages, Father, as an individual as well, Father God. We thank you for the gifts and talents, Father God, who you have placed in our lives. We have been such a blessing and nurturing and just cultivating us along the way of our journey, Father God. And, Father, I ask that you just bless each and every caller on this phone this evening, Father God, and they may be blessed, not just by the gifts and talents, Father God, but a word that you may speak through them. We thank you and we praise you. For it's in your son, Jesus Christ's name. We pray with thanksgiving always. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what I'd like to do this evening is introduce our guest speakers this evening, Trish and Juanita Gisentanis, whom we got to meet a few years ago at a marriage conference in Ambler, PA. And from that point on, I knew what's something special about this couple. And they have a retreat center up in upscale New York, I believe, the exact location, which we visit, which is phenomenal for couples who are going through a period in their lives and need to be transformed and just reinvent what the Lord has given them. So, Chris and Juanita, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Good to talk to you two.
It's been a
Amen.
Pleasure. It's been quite some time. But I thank you guys for finding a little bit of time to share with us this evening, though, what the Lord has prepared for you guys and placed in your hearts and what he has blessed you with as far as the marriage retreat. Question number one for you guys. Tell us a little bit about your amazing story, how God has led you this to your marriage retreat center.
Well, the Lord placed it on our heart, I guess, about 12 years ago to sell our house on Long Island, move upstate, and go into full-time ministry to build a house for ministry purpose. And we did that, and we built a house in the lower Catskill Mountain of upstate New York, a retreat center that can house six couples for weekend or midweek retreat. And we've seen the hand of the Lord working in and through couples that have attended since we've been here. And we've done full-time ministry for 9 years. at this location. But before we started here, we were doing marriage ministry on Long Island. And it took us, I guess, about 3 years to put into, to do rather, and build the house and everything that the Lord placed on our heart to build. And then after, as soon as it got through, we moved in. And I guess the week after the house was completed, we had our first retreat.
I think that our lives together as a couple has been God's teaching tool in our lives. So we're a blended family. Chris and I were married to someone else and got a divorce and then came to the Lord and realized that we needed him. We met each other, were married, but in the midst of the starry-eyed relationship that began, the blended family dynamics and just growing in Christ taught us a lot. Taught us a lot about selfishness and just how tough it really is to bring two totally different worlds together and try not only to blend a couple, but to blend two families together. And so all of that was God's preparation for this full-time ministry that we do. And in building this house, God directed us to call it Restoration Nest because he did restoration in our lives, in our marriage, and in our family as well. And he uses our story, and by his Spirit, he uses our lives to restore marriages. Some of them that we minister to are in 911 shape, and some just need to be encouraged and pointed in the right direction, and some are just on the cusp of going into ministry together as a couple as well. So God has used us to minister to couples at many different walks of life.
That's awesome. Awesome. Awesome testimony there. So during the beginning of your building of the retreat, what was one of the major challenges that you guys faced with each other, knowing that now you're coming together as a couple, building a retreat center, so you're going to be hand-in-hand, each and every day, one-on-one, right there with each other, instead of going out to the workforce where Chris went his direction, you went your direction. But now there was a stability there, where as though you two have to be together 24/7. So what challenges did you face during that time at the beginning?
I guess one of my greatest challenges that I faced, after the Lord gave me the vision and told us to sell our house and go into full-time ministry, and once I did that, my challenge was leaving my job that I was on for quite some time and to totally depend upon the Lord for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing when you know that on Friday or whatever day you know you have a paycheck coming in, but when the Lord tell you to sell everything, build a house, go into full-time ministry, and he would do the rest. So I guess that was one of our greatest challenges. And I guess the second one is a little funny. I was a manager on my job, and when we first went into full-time ministry, I brought that same attitude, for the lack of a better word, with me, that my wife told me one day that you are no longer at the company, that we are here together, and you're giving orders and on top of orders. So once we passed that initial stage of working together, and it wasn't hard. It wasn't, it didn't take that long, and I think one of the reason why is when the Lord gave me the vision, and when he told us it was time to, and I shared it with my wife, and she was ready. So I guess the Lord had took those 3 years from the initial time he spoke to us, to me, I guess, personally, about the vision and the full-time ministry. He prepared us in those 3 years to work together.
And I think the 24/7 kind of lifestyle is so very different than what most of us face when we are almost two ships passing in the night. And there are many things that you ignore because, I mean, an hour or two together and then you sleep. I mean, how bad can that be? But I think that when we did the 24/7, it magnified much of the differences between us. And so my style of working and Chris's style of working are very, very different. And there were clashes early on just because of the different styles. We share an office, so he has a desk, I have a desk. And you could see our personalities reflected in the way each of our desks look. And so we were just so different. And I believe that the Lord just put it together in that way to teach us to really function through acceptance. I had to accept Chris and his style of working, and he had to accept me and my style. We had to give each other the space that we need to be who we are and allow the Lord to do the work in each of us. And my way wasn't right. His way wasn't right. It had to be God's way.
That's true. Amen. And something that I come to realize that we cannot do anything without God working behind the scenes, just leading us in the direction where he wants to go, as far as helping each other and as far as helping couples out there who are in desperate need. But I wanted to ask, though, what is one of your both of your strengths as far as your method of counseling, as I may say, or helping couples throughout the weekend where they're going through something severely? Because you see, for instance, we have a full house there. We have six couples, I say, right?
Right.
And each of them has a different issue, though. So how did you deal with those six different issues at one time during that weekend?
Well, a lot of time we do, we have teaching and we have a time of ministry. And during the teaching, everyone is together, but for personal ministry time, we usually separate, and plus, during the weekend, we usually have a gender separate session on Saturday. But one of the things that we have found that a lot of couples come in with different problem, as you would say, and the other couples, a lot of time when they are sharing what is happening in their marriage, sometime that the other couples are able to minister to them. So by them ministering to someone else and someone else ministering to them, you know, they just click together and the Lord does a healing.
I think that the group process itself is a very healing, instructive process. And in working in a group, God is working in each of us differently. And it's the miraculous hand of God that uses one couple almost that's willing to share or just be transparent about where they are. And the enemy tries to tell everybody that you're different, nobody else is going through this. What you're dealing with is the worst thing in the world. And if everybody knew, then, you know, you would be shamed. He uses lies to really hinder us from growing. And when we realize that we can identify with other couples, there are people that have been where we are, and that have come through it, and people that are currently dealing with the same thing, we grow through that. Chris and I teach biblical principles, but we also share transparently from our own marriage and our own life where God has brought us from. And in that sharing, others see that we were in bad shape, but God can do the work. And if he could do it for us, he can do it for anybody. So even though we take personal time with couples that really want it, some of them really don't need it as much as others might.
That is so true. Very true. But for those who don't, for those who wants to know, as far as a weekend up at the mountains at the retreat center, what's included and what's the cause of that?
Well, we are include the overnight accommodations. We include two-night accommodations, rather. We include five meals, five ministry sessions, and three video follow-up sessions. So, and the cost of that is $450 per couple.
That is cheap just to keep your marriage.
What did you say?
It costs you a lot more. That is cheap to keep a marriage going.
It will, because when we do the follow-up sessions, what we found before we did follow-up was that God would give a couple a breakthrough, and they would go back home, and there was no ministry there for them. There was no accountability for them and no follow-up. And so they slipped back into old habits. And we found, and the Lord put it on our heart to do follow-up at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and 6 weeks. And at that time, if we feel it's necessary, then we recommend that they come back, or we can recommend other ministries that are local, because we need each other. Couples need to continue to gather with other couples or with a leader or someone that can minister to them and help them along the bumps in the road.
What I love about your retreat center is that you guys that I know of is probably one of the first African-American retreat centers there is, compared to a lot of other Caucasian, which is though our issues are totally different from theirs. So with you guys having a retreat center, though, you guys are more so understanding to the issues that we bring to the table. Would you say?
Yes, I would say that, but you'll be surprised because our ministry, we are about 50-50 in black and Caucasian in our ministry, and we have found that just about all the marriages is about the same issue, and one of the main problems is selfishness. And that goes across the board. I mean, it doesn't stop at a color line. And that's what we have found.
I think it may show itself in different ways, but I think one of the things that we do when we minister is we seek to really get to the root of the issue. And the root issue sometimes is just so similar, and it is selfishness when we want our own way and when we've been hurt. And sometimes the hurt comes from way before we ever met, and our spouse is the one that pays for that damage that someone else has done. And so definitely I think we do need more African-American couples that are willing to minister to God's people. And we really try to encourage couples, especially the ones that we see that God's hand is on for ministry, to step out and trust him, because this entire 24/7 full-time ministry is a faith walk. It's a faith walk financially, and it's a faith walk ministerially. It is very much that. And it is very hard sometimes, more for African Americans, to really recognize that God will take care of us. We haven't necessarily been taught as firmly, and we haven't seen many examples of people stepping out in that way. And so there are less of us, I think, because of the lack of forerunners, so to speak. And our forerunners and the ones that have mentored us into it will happen to be Caucasian couples, because we met so many of them that were willing to just step out. And it's on our heart to really encourage those that God has called to not wait until the time is right and all the money is in your pocket, because that won't happen. You need to, when he says so, and he will provide. And so our problems are similar. Sometimes they manifest themselves culturally in different ways. But when you really get to the Word of God and how the Lord wants to handle it, it's quite similar.
Mm-hmm. You know, from what I learned over the years, though, when you're going through an issue, though, and you want help, I noticed, as you said earlier, though, you have to be transparency. You have to have that. You also have to be naked and not ashamed of the issues that have caused you to where you are in today's life that caused the problems in the marriage. You want help, you got to let everybody see what the issues were and bring them up forward to whoever the counselor going to be or whoever the help center was, whoever going to do the part in helping you get through. You have to be open and honest with them first and foremost. The only way you want to get through is to be honest with yourself, first and foremost to God.
Mm-hmm.
I remember some years ago, I did some things in my marriage. But my thing is, I wanted my marriage to work. So I had to put my pride aside, all the shame that I had caused my family, as far as myself as well, and just be naked and let it be seen what I've done and admit to my faults and not try to blame on no one else.
I think, Dwight, one of the problems that we as African Americans face is that I know even when I was a kid coming up, one of the things that I was taught is that what happened in the house, stay in the house. What happened in your home, stay in the home. And we, and especially for the guys, and I think that's one thing that we have to come past, is that if we want our marriage, we want our family, if we want healing, if we want deliverance from the Lord, that we have to come and, as you just said, put away our pride and step out on faith and believing that the Lord will do the rest. And as Juanita said earlier, a lot of problems that couples have, you know, they identify with each other. But as long as we hide behind this facade that we can't let anyone know what is happening in our marriage. And we've been there. You know, we did that. We put on that Sunday morning smile, go to church, and, you know, not talking to each other until we get to church. And then we get back in the car, then we're not talking again. But while we're around our brothers and sisters, we have that smile on, but we are hurting on the inside. And until we get past that state that we can't let anyone know, then we're going to keep on hurting as a couple or as people.
And I find that sometimes the body of Christ, the church, we almost insist that people are a certain way in order to be accepted and received, and we just carry it a bit too far. And I have gone to church in such pain in my marriage, and I did not trust in order to be transparent. I had to be taught to be transparent. And in the beginning, it was extremely scary to look at myself and allow myself to even admit that I was feeling the way I was feeling and I had done what I had done. And so it's a tough thing to do. And I find that when couples come here, it's the weekend process that helps as well, because the hourly ministry is very, very good when you do counseling and coaching for an hour a week. It helps. It takes a very long process. We call ours marriage intensives because the intensity is there. We're secluded in the Catskill Mountains. We're away from a lot of the distractions. We don't look at TV over this weekend while couples are here. And we start on a Friday evening, and it just builds. We begin to talk. We eat together. We talk together. We share. We listen to what the couples have to say. And then when we teach and when we share from our own life and when we pray through issues with them, the Lord meets us. And we feel like we've known each other for such a very long time, and we've only been together for a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful. You guys just always remind me of your attributes to life. It's not about you guys. It's about what can you do for the people of God. And I am so blessed and honored just to got to know you guys and spend time with you. And as you know, we took you as, or you accepted us as your spiritual God children.
Right.
We are so, yeah, so, you know, we are so truly honored, though. And tell us about the book you guys got will be released pretty soon, either sometime this year or next year, or the book you guys are writing.
Well, we're finished. We're in the process now of selecting a publisher. The book is Spouseology, Nurturing an Intimate Marriage, and it's a weekly devotional. But we've had some people that are proofreading it and editing and whatever, and they said it's one, the devotional was different from any other devotional they have seen before. We go into our testimony. We go into a lot of testimony, but we use scripture all through every devotional, and we look at the background of the scriptures and how it relates to marriage and how God, whatever the case may be, how God healed the nation or the people through that, and how he can do the same principle can be applied to our marriage.
We find that resources, couples really don't like to read. People don't read today as much as they did years ago. And so the devotionals are short. They're not very long, but they also, at the end of each one, supply a little bit of application, a little bit of a few questions and a few promptings to get couples to read together, to talk about the Lord as well as his word, and talk about their own personal issues and pray together, pray for each other, and taking them through the process of offering forgiveness and repenting through every issue that we discuss. And it's important for us to learn as couples to come together before the Lord. It's important for us to be comfortable with each other in spiritual matters as well as emotional matters as well as sexual matters. And so we deal with sexuality as a topic. We deal with covering. We deal with covenant as a basis of marriage, and we're hoping that it would be a springboard because it's a 52-week devotional, so it's a full year. And by the end of this year's journey together, we just pray that couples would be a united team to lead their family into what God has for them.
I think, as you and Deidre know, Dwight, that one of the greatest challenges that we have and that we meet is couples praying together. I mean, the average couple, the only time they pray together is over dinner. That is if they have dinner together. And, I mean, this runs the whole gamut from the person that is sitting in the pew to the person that is in the pulpit. And we have couples just don't pray together. And we try to share just about in every one, not in every devotional, but a lot of devotional is praying and forgiveness.
Those are two of the biggest issues that we have as people, period. Forgiving is very hard. And so we realize that God has forgiven us and we have hurt each other a great deal. And had we had something like this devotional to take us through, we could have helped each other through a lot of the issues. And as Chris said, we tell our story throughout, and we use examples from the lives of other couples. And so we're all very similar. We've gone through similar things. And even if we haven't had the same experiences, the heart of man is pretty similar. So we all become angry when we're hurt. There are many of us that withdraw. Many of us lash out. Many of us, we have different reactions, but the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And to realize that.
We have 37 years of stories, Dwight, so.
37 years of story, and God's still getting the glory.
Amen, he is. He has to, because if it wasn't for him, I have no idea. I shudder to think of where we'd be.
Well, I'm praying that we get there one day.
Amen. You will. You guys are... You enjoy so much what you do, and I think in your coaching, I'm sure you're so serious, but I think that the fun things that you provide for couples to do is another arm of ministry, because many couples are hurting so badly that they can't even enjoy each other, and that's beneficial aspect to teach couples to have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
I think also that it's so much marriage ministry out there that it always encourages Chris and I when we meet other couples that are in marriage ministry, and then when we share our visions and the way in which God works those out, that we see that there's no real duplication, that each of us is doing a different job or a different aspect of that same sort of ministry to the lives of people.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. But listen, though, you guys, listen. It's been wonderful. It's been awesome hearing what you had to say to the people out here who's listening to us. And my wife, Deidre, has a few questions for you guys. And I'm going to turn it over to her at this moment. And I will talk to you guys a little later.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Deidre. How are you?
Amen. Amen. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I was listening to you guys, and I'm just so excited about what you guys are doing. I'm excited about what you guys have to offer, because my husband and I, we went through, it was something, I mean, now that I look at it, it was minor, but at that time it was major. But we didn't have under his wing in ministry. So what we try to do is we try to put it out there to everyone to let everyone know what is going on. And I know when we came up there a few times, and it was just rest and relaxation for me. I just didn't want to get up because I was so relaxed. And, you know, it was like, I guess, a four-hour drive, which my husband and I, we connected on a level that was just unbelievable. And then once we got there, it was really, really amazing, not only the retreat center, but the grounds, just the grounds, period. So we just want to thank you guys for what you're doing for marriage, and we just trust that the Lord is really, really going to do a new thing in you guys because we see it.
Amen.
And it also, when we were there with Dr. Harrell and, you know, the team, I really,
yes,
really appreciated just everything that you guys did. You know, everyone felt so comfortable. So we just want to encourage couples to, you know, not hide behind what's going on, because there are a lot of couples that are ashamed, that feel ashamed about what happened in their marriage, and
mm-hmm.
they really don't have anywhere to turn because, first off, you know, most of the time, they don't want the business to get out. I heard Minister Chris saying earlier how what goes on in this house stays in this house. And that was the truth. I never really looked at it that way, but that's true, you know, and we are still in that era of don't tell nobody, don't say
right.
nothing, you know. But once we do that, we don't get the help that we really need. So what you guys offer, people can really, really receive it, and it's a healing process. And, you know, I love the way you guys just don't let the couple go home. You do the follow-up.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, we turned that off.
Go ahead, Sister Juanita.
Oh, no, I just said we learned that the hard way because, yeah.
It is definitely an experience, and we just love what you guys, like I said, we just love what you guys are doing, and, you know, prayerfully we'll be up there within the next month or two.
Oh, that sounds good.
But you guys have something exciting going on. You have the ministry. And before we move on to the next exciting part, I just wanted you guys to let people know how they can reach you, because we have a few callers on the line. We have people that have email questions for you. But I just want to know, how can people reach you? Can you just give us your email address, your web address, and your Facebook page?
The email address, UHWPSALM91, which is Psalm 91, at AOL.com. Our web address is
www.UHWPSALM91.com.
Okay, and then just give us your...
The Facebook page is Under His Wings Ministries.
Okay, so we're just asking everyone to go out there and like their page, because you will receive some valuable information. We've been to their retreat center a few times, and God resides there. So we just want to encourage you that there is help, and we want to encourage you to go get the help, because you have to do the work. You know, marriage takes work, and if you don't do the work, then that's where you want your marriage to be. So we just, again, we encourage you to go get the information, and if you didn't hear it, this broadcast is being recorded live, so we'll post it to their page as well as our page. Now, Chris and Juanita, you guys have a marriage retreat coming up down the shore in the next couple of weeks. So
right,
can
April.
You just dialogue about that?
Yes, it's April the 25th through the 27th at the New Jersey Shore El Coronado Resort. And it's a really nice place. It's right on the water. Each room have a ocean view with a balcony. We have, it starts Friday night, which we have one session on Friday night. We have two Saturdays, two breakfasts, dinner Saturday night, and breakfast Saturday morning. And they even give us a late checkout on Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll be finished around 11:30, 12, but they give us a late checkout.
We also have,
amen.
We have a ministry team working with us, so we have two other couples that will be there. One pastoral couple will be leading in worship, and Chris and I will be speaking as well as sharing the speaking with another couple. And the diversity within the team is also something that the Lord put together, and we believe that it's going to be an exciting, impactful, ministry-packed, yet fun weekend.
Okay, amen, amen. So what different things are included? Like, I know the meals are included, and I know the resort is included. So what kind of topics will, you know, you guys be discussing without, you know, giving too much?
It's called Power Partners in Marriage is the main theme, and we'll be discussing the power of mutual submission, the power of overcoming anger, the power of intimacy, and the power of agreement.
Oh, amen. Amen. Now, married couples, we are encouraging you to come out and get these nuggets that they have, because they are awesome, awesome marriage leaders, and they have an awesome testimony, and they've been married for quite some time, so they are more than qualified. So how can people reach out to you guys if they want to come to the marriage retreat down the shore?
Well, with the information that we give you, our website, or either our email, they can send us an email, or either they can register on our website.
Okay, which is really, really easy. The good thing about it is that you guys are making it easy for people to register and just to do what they need. And do you have a lot of, do you have a lot of space left? Where, so what about groups? Because I'm sure, you know, because I know a lot of people like to come in groups. So do you have a group rate, or is it just one flat rate?
It's a flat rate, and I guess the time is drawing near, but we do have enough rooms if a group wanted to get in, but they would have to give us a call and let us know how many, so we could see if we could get enough room for that. We have a certain number of rooms set aside, but we were told we could always get more.
And if the group, if they have the group is large enough, they can call us, and then we can discuss rates.
Okay, excellent. Because, you know, a lot of people are last minute. You know, it's a shame. I don't know
we're
why.
We're finding that
stuff at the last minute.
Yep, that's what we're finding.
So with the retreat, people can come down. It starts like Friday afternoon until Sunday afternoon, or is it Friday evening? Friday evening.
A check-in Friday starts at 3 o'clock. And as I said earlier, we have a late checkout at 2 o'clock on Sunday. You know, for those that want to stay around a little while and walk on the boardwalk or whatever.
Okay, excellent. And the information is on our page, Together Marriages, as well as their page under His Wings Ministries. So, again, we're just encouraging couples to come out and, you know, attend this marriage retreat, and it'd be better for your marriage. I have a few more questions. I have a few questions. Some people email questions, but I wanted to know if you guys wanted to add anything else before I went to the questions.
No, we don't.
Okay. Okay, and then we have people on online. If you guys online have any questions for the kids and Tanner, you can just let us know and the board will light up. But Jennifer from New York wants to know, where exactly is the retreat center located?
It's located in Fallsburg, New York. It's from... It's in the lower Catskill Mountains. From New York City itself, it's about 2 hours and 2 hours and a half. Maybe not quite that far, with no traffic.
We're near Monticello. We're in Sullivan County.
Okay. All right. So, Jennifer, she also added... she came on a little late, but she don't know if you guys already mentioned it, but what's included with the weekend stay?
Well, it's the two nights accommodations, the five meals, the five ministry sessions, as well as the three follow-up sessions.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Jennifer, as I stated earlier, I don't know if you were on the line, but this is being recorded, so all the information, you can go to the recording and get the recording. After the show ends, the recording will be available. All right, moving along, Pam from New Jersey wants to know, what's the process of your marriage ministry?
What's the process?
Yes, I'm assuming... she wants to know, like, what's the process? Like, I guess if they were to come there, like, what's the whole process? And you guys already, you know, stated it. I guess it would be the five sessions and...
Yeah, usually on a Friday night when a couple arrives, they, mm-hmm. you know, we have dinner and mm-hmm. we will more or less hear from the couples. We listen to them usually on a Friday night to where they are in their marriage. We share a little bit about where the Lord has brought us from. And then Saturday morning, we begin with breakfast, and we have a ministry session after breakfast. And we give a little bit of free time there, depending on where the couples are and whether they need more application or whether they need just to be together. We have lunch, and after lunch we have a gender separate session where Chris will talk to the guys and I will share with the women. And we have free time again, and then dinner and an evening session. And following the evening session, it's just, usually it's pretty late by then. And we have a Sunday morning breakfast and the final session. And we usually release the couples by 12 noon.
Okay, okay. And then I have one last question. Debbie from Philly wants to know, where can they find your information? We already gave that. So, Debbie, once the recording is over, you can just replay it and get the information. She also has another question. Her other question is, her husband committed adultery, and it doesn't seem like they can find their way back. Both of them are willing to work at the marriage, but what kind of information can you offer them, and if they came to the retreat center, would it help their marriage, being as though they are, you know, separated right now?
We've had couples that have came here, and we have had couples where both have committed adultery. God did a heal. They were in the process of divorce. They already, all the thing they had to do was go to the lawyer's office that following week. Excuse me. and sign their divorce paper. They came during the week, and the Lord met them here. The Lord healed them, and they from here, they both of them called their lawyers and canceled their divorce. And now they are doing really good. They are from out of town, and we met with them a few weeks ago when we were traveling, and they were doing really good. And they were in ministry, and their ministry is prospering. We have had couples that came here that was divorced for 7 years, and they're back together. So, you know, we don't put any limit on what the Lord can do and will do. Do we have 100% success rate? No, we don't. But I must say, the Lord, from the time we was in ministry, looking back, the Lord have an 80 to 85% success rate.
And we find that the only limit on what God can do is what we are willing to let him do. If our heart is open, and that's what we really, because couples will ask us, what do we need to bring? And we tell them, bring an open heart. And if you are willing to accept what the Lord wants to do in your life, because you can't change your spouse, but you can allow God to change your own heart. And that is really what we found is the premise. And one of the couples that's going to be ministering with us at the retreat, they have been healed from infidelity. And they're now in marriage ministry.
Amen. Amen. That is such a blessing. It really is.
God can do anything. And we've met quite a few couples that have had adultery just eat at their marriage. But God is greater than adultery.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. This is true. So, to answer your question, Debbie, yes, there's hope. As long as there's breath in the body, there's hope.
Amen.
Okay, so they were all the questions that we had. So, did you guys want to, we have like 7 more minutes left. So did you guys want to give any other information, or did you guys want to, you know, talk about anything else?
Well, I would just like to say a little bit, because sometimes couples don't even want to ask a question, and but there are questions in their heart, and God knows the question on your heart, and God knows that he has the answer to any question that you have, any pain that you may be feeling, anything that is eating away at your marriage, eating away at the intimacy, not only the physical intimacy, but the emotional and spiritual intimacy, because God wants us to live in a face-to-face relationship where there's nothing between us. But in order to have that, we have to live in a face-to-face relationship with the Lord. And we need to give ourselves fully to God so that we can give ourselves fully to our spouse. And if you're not there and you think the road is impossible to get to that point, that's a lie from the devil. God is capable, fully able to heal a marriage no matter where it is, but he needs willing participants. And if he can give, if we can allow him to do the work, he is more than willing and he is more than able to do it. Will it be work? Yes. As Deirdre had said earlier, you're going to get out what you put in. If you are willing to work, God can do it. If you're willing to yield, God can do it. If you're going to submit to the Lord, he will do it.
One of my favorite scriptures, to answer the young lady question, one of my favorite scriptures found in Jeremiah, and we use it a lot in our ministry, is Jeremiah 32. And one of the key verses is verse 16 and verses 27. And briefly, Jeremiah was in jail. His cousin came to sell him a piece of property. And he questioned the Lord, why should I buy this property? And he asked the Lord, aren't you the Lord, the God of all flesh? Is there anything too hard for you? Then God answered him in verse 27, that, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? In other words, God said there's nothing that he can't do. And whether your marriage can be healed, yes, it can. But you have to have a willing heart. You just can't say, well, Lord, just heal it. And it takes work. We're not telling you that it's going to, you know, God's going to snap a finger and it happened overnight. Can it happen that way? Yes. But any marriage that we have dealt with, including ours, it takes work. And one of my saying is that marriage is not for the weak in heart. So if you want something from the Lord, you have to trust him that it's not too hard for him.
Amen. Amen. We truly appreciate that nugget because there are couples who have questions and they don't want to speak up, whether it be because someone might recognize who they are or whatever the situation is, they don't want to speak up. So that's why we offer them to email, and they email, and we get a lot of emails, so we just pick three of the questions because we know that, you know, we're on a time schedule, and they have the information, and we're going to continue to put the information out and bring awareness that there is something that can be done. You know, people don't just have to give up on their marriages because sometimes people feel as though, well, it's easier for me to quit.
True.
And that's, and you know, I mean, marriage is not for everybody. As my husband always says, marriage is for the mature audience. But
true.
If you work at it, if you work at it and you do the work, you will get the result. You only get in, you only get out what you put in. And that's why we say, okay, well, people want to email, they can email. I'm not scared to ask a question. I'm going to get what I need for my marriage because I know that I like being married, you know. So if it's an issue of my marriage, you cannot talk to everybody, but you can talk to some people.
Right.
And I encourage you guys to reach out to the Gibson Tanners because you definitely can talk to them, and it's a relaxed atmosphere for you and your spouse to get away from it all. And when I say from it all, I mean from it all because I'm a witness. I got away from it all. And we didn't go up there for marriage issues. We went up there for fellowship. And I just wanted to sleep because it was just so restful. Sometimes when people are wrestling with stuff in their marriage, they don't get any rest because it's so stressful. So I just want to encourage you all, again, to reach out to the Gibson Tanners because they have an awesome ministry that can bless your marriage. So,
Deidre, we also have, because we mentioned earlier that we have midweek, and midweek is predominantly for pastors and leaders. We have a lot of pastors and leaders that come in midweek when they can't get away on the weekend.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's really, really good to know because pastors, you know, they want the help too, and they can't, you know, get the help that they need because sometimes you pour out, and no one is pouring into you. So just thank you guys for just being a vessel and allowing the Lord to use you because, you know, you don't have to be used by the Lord. You could rebel, but thank God that you don't. And we really, really thank God for your spirits. And as I stated, you know, for everyone, reach out to the Gibson Tanners. You know, they have the Marriage Retreat Center, and they have a marriage retreat coming up. And I know that we have like 20 minutes left, so I'm going on that note, we're going to say good night. And the Gibbs and Tanners, we thank you so much, and we praise God for you. We just don't want to get cut off.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Thank you, Deidre and Dwight.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.